They're a 6-3 group. They're a division leader. They're as hot as we are in terms of winning football games. I think they've won 4 in a row, just like we have.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Steelers Live. We will quickly be turning the page from the Colts win. Thursday Night Football, Tennessee Titans. Former defensive coordinator Dick LeBeau coming to Heinz Field. So today, guys.
Former offensive coordinator Mike Mularkey as well.
Former players, just Shane
former
Townsend,
defensive end, Nick Eason. Former defensive end Keith Willis. Former linebacker coach Lou Spanos.
There's a lot of connections between these two,
huh? Oh, my goodness. There's
more with the Titans than the Cardinals
more
anymore.
More with the Titans than the Cardinals, yeah. So it's gonna be fun. I think both teams are getting jacked up already. I mean, it's a short week. I mean, I'm already watching Tennessee tape. Got the game behind me. Got here extra early. I've been watching Tennessee footage since the show got done. And I'll tell you what, everybody's got to get ready. It's a short week. You got to continue that into the second half of the season and ride the crest, ride the wave into the final 4 weeks and into the playoffs.
Labs, what do you think my chances are during pregame on Thursday when I need to find Tunch to shoot something? Don't you think he's going to be roaming the sidelines?
I'm
going to be
no
chasing
chance.
Him.
Yeah,
well,
I'm
gonna
go to the Tennessee sideline and looking there.
I'll find one of the only people over there in the Steelers. There's probably going to be a few.
No, I would imagine, there are so many connections from really different eras, too.
Yeah.
Dick LeBeau, is of the recent vintage. Mm-hmm. I'm sure, there are players who will, share a little time with him. Mike Mularkey goes back farther than any of them,
that's
right?
That's right. Mikey was my roommate after when Wolf went to Minnesota. Mikey was my roommate, and then he was going to retire. And I talked him out. I go, you can't retire. I have nobody to hang out with. I'm so much older than everybody on his team. And then he played that extra year, hurt his back, had back surgery, still blames me for it.
Well, as he should.
Well, you guys can talk about that on Thursday, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so since it is a crammed week, we are going to recap the Colts game. Tunch has chalk talk for us. We're going to get to that, but Coach Tomlin spoke today, so it's also Tomlin Tuesday. Yeah. So let's go over the injuries because I think this is the big news. This is what everybody wants to know. Of course, the team did not practice today. They didn't even have a walkthrough. It was a player's day off. But due to Thursday night games, the team had to submit a practice report. So this is a hypothetical, if you will.
Right.
Limited today. James Harrison, we know he did not play, dealing with that back injury. Vance McDonald hurt his ankle yesterday in the game. And then you have Ben Roethlisberger, Will Gay, Ramon Foster, and Darius Hayward-Bay, not injury-related. Labs they all have in common.
Right.
They have contusions of the birth certificate.
Yes. Yeah. So they were limited today, per se.
Contusions of the birth certificate.
That's what Coach said about Troy. I stole that directly.
All right, not practicing today. These are two we'll be definitely keeping an eye on this week. Joe Hayden with the leg injury, his fibula, and Mike Mitchell with the ankle. Coach did say, though, today during the press conference, Joe Hayden will not play for sure on Thursday. Here's the rest of his update.
We're still in the process of evaluating Joe's leg injury. It could be less than we think. It could be more than we think. The reality is he's not playing this week. We will leave him available to us in the short term until we get a better sense of, what the prognosis is. Obviously, if there's a chance for him to participate with our team this year, we'll leave that light on. But really, we know he's not playing this week as I stand here. So our energies are not on those that aren't playing. It's on those that are.
No, that's okay. And I was going to say, Coach Tomlin went on to say Cody Sensabaugh will be filling in for Joe Hayden as he did yesterday. But first, Labs, help me decipher Coach speak. What do you think Coach meant with what he said about Joe Hayden?
Right. I was going to say, let's play the what he said, what he meant game right now for a minute. But what he meant was Hayden is not going on injured reserve. So that, to me, is a significant element of this whole thing. There you see him walking, too, with barely a limp. The other thing is, and all of the corollaries that go with Joe Hayden is not going on injured reserve. It doesn't mean that Cam Sutton is imminently going to be promoted as the designated to return guy off injured reserve. He still may be placed on the roster, but it will have nothing to do specifically with this. Cody Sensabaugh elevated to the starting lineup, and so all of those Steelers fans out there sending me submissions for Ask and Answer, suggesting that Cody Sensabaugh should be the guy cut when Cam Sutton is added. I don't think that's going to
happen. Tunch doesn't like that.
I don't think that's going to happen. And, you know, now we're going to see. I mean, Mike Tomlin also said that the Steelers will help Cody Sensabaugh prepare and then help him moving forward, which means I don't think they're going to ask him to do the same things they were asking Joe Hayden to do, nor should they. And, you know, just go back to the first point. He's not going on injured reserve. Mike Tomlin made it an if thing when he said, if he is able to come back and help us in our efforts later, we're going to leave the light on for him. Expect him back sometime before the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, first, I want to get to the Cody Sensabaugh thing. Number one, Cody Sensabaugh was brought in here to contribute. And if Joe Hayden was not available, Cody Sensabaugh would be starting at the left corner spot for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So let's get that out of the way first. Number two, what's that? Jack Youngblood played the Super Bowl after breaking his fibula in the NFC Championship game. He played for the Rams against the Pittsburgh Steelers, then went on to play in the Pro Bowl, then got his leg right. So I don't know to the extent of Joe Hayden's, but as Labs pointed out, he was walking off the field fine. So fibulas are not the stress-bearing bone. It's the small bone. So, I don't know how long these takes to heal, but because of the fact that, as Mike Tomlin said, they're going to leave the light on for him, not today, but for this season. So I expect maybe, I don't know how many weeks these things last. Yeah,
it's good news rather than bad news.
Yeah, it's not like an ACL.
It's not as bad as it could have been, therefore it becomes somewhat good.
Yeah.
The only thing, you know, and I'm not... your Jack Youngblood story is, in fact, historically accurate. I would imagine, however, that a cornerback and the things that he has to do in terms of short area quickness and that kind of thing might be a little bit more of a problem for someone with that situation than a defensive end who spent most of the Super Bowl being blocked. But
by Colby.
Why?
No, actually by Bubba Brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, it's not as bad as it could have been, and so therefore it becomes somewhat good news. You know, we'll just have to see when it is, but, you know, the Steelers continue to be in complete control of the AFC North race, and so playoffs to me are imminent at this point, and, you know, I think Joe Hayden is going to get to participate.
Yeah. And speaking of connections between the Steelers and the Titans, Cody Sensabaugh, drafted by them in 2012, spent four seasons there.
Yeah.
So other injury news, as you saw, Vance McDonald and Mike Mitchell were both on the injury report for today. But Coach did say they are not ruled out for Thursday's game, although both of them are dealing with injuries. So I think tomorrow when the team actually practices on Wednesday, we'll get a real feel if we'll be able to see them on Thursday or not.
I don't know that that's necessarily as much of a hard and fast rule this week as it would be normally. I wouldn't be surprised at all, especially Mike Mitchell, if he is unable to practice tomorrow, which is pretty much the only real practice of this week.
Sure.
I wouldn't look at it the same way I would look at it if this were
a normal week
and the game was on Sunday. I really believe that what coaches have come to believe about these short weeks, you know, if you have guys who are a little bit nicked up physically, questionable, the rest and the rehab is more important, especially for a veteran, not only of the league, but a veteran of your team and your system, to get out there and run around and do some reps. So I think that the way they're going to view Mike Mitchell is he has a chance and we'll see. And I don't necessarily believe that we will know based on what happens tomorrow whether he's going to be ready for Thursday.
All right, stay tuned for Thursday then. 90 minutes before kick, 7 p.m. That would be right? Yeah, it's an 8:30 game.
8:30 game, yeah.
Okay. All right, time for a quick break. When we return, I'll get Bob and Tunch's thoughts on the win in Indy. And after that, coming up, we have Chalk Talk. Don't go anywhere.